This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, that's how you do that.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hey, that's how you do that.
That doesn't mean you're ugly. Dude, we're gonna do clips of you burping.
I wanna see that movie. Listen, what are you doing? You're zooming in, you're doing something weird.
I'm listening.
Why are you looking through the peephole? You're acting like a cameraman. Stop looking through the peephole.
Okay.
Listen.
You want to see the movie? Let's go see it.
Well, what? When is it going to be playing? Oh no! When did Spawn come out?
Who he?
I want to see that.
We'll have to go buy it on DVD. It might even have been on the bus.
Whoa, huh?
Look out!
It might have been on the bus.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
It was really on the bus.
I said it might have been on the bus. I don't know.
That's like a new movie and stuff.
Baby, that movie is... I watched it 4 months ago on DVD.
Where am I then?
Over here. You've been on tour.
I'm confused because I feel like I've been missing out.
Missing out on what?
On life.
I really don't think that that's the truth.
This is what I have to talk about.
Okay.
I feel like I've been missing out on life.
Like what part of life?
Life. Like
your goddamn
things going on. Like I feel like I'm behind or something. I know that sounds so weird, but
no,
I
it
do.
Doesn't. It's all the partying.
Huh?
It's all the partying.
What are you talking about, all the partying?
That's why you feel that way.
What's that supposed to mean?
Would you rather go out or would you rather go watch the movie?
Huh?
Would you rather go out? If you had a choice to go out or go watch a movie, what would you want to do?
I'd go watch that movie and just drink at home. But what I'm trying to say is, do you ever feel like you... Like, can some people... Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? To time, track, travel, speed?
No.
Yes, it is, Kevin.
Okay, but no.
Whoa, look out!
Maybe, I think people can do that, and I think some people are ahead of us.
Maybe. But they would never tell the world. They wouldn't tell nobody. Could you imagine?
You're a goddamn genius!
How many people would try to go back and change the shit?
Fancy digs you got here.
From the producers who brought you Sex Men and Sex Men 2, Sex Men United, get ready for Sex Men, The Last Stand. All your favorite erotic mutants are back and better than ever. Captain Nobutt.
Watch out, Jack. That's an exit, not an entrance.
Strap on.
I don't know what they've told you, but bigger is better. Now hand me those D batteries.
Skin tight.
I'll give you headlines, lady. Right on your daisy.
The Punisher.
After I love you, I have to hit you.
Johnny Thick.
I don't know, guys. I don't think it's going to fit.
And their lovable animated sidekick, JoJo Binks.
I may be CGI, but I sure could use a Miller Lite.
Sex Men, The Last Stand. The time has come for those who are different to stand and fornicate wildly.
Hey, look! A Wolverine! Right in my pants!
Sex Men, The Last Stand. Rated X in color from Independent International.
A lot of the other shows were held up because of the writer's strike. Fortunately, I have never had to depend on writers. Those white cards you see flipping in front of me are part of the air conditioning.
his dependence on cue cards became a national joke. Because you could see him reading.
And Gleason was shocked into dieting by a terrible thing that happened in Florida. He fell asleep on the beach and someone painted Goodyear on his side.
One day I'm in the hall and I see two men carrying a piece of cardboard that looks like a plate glass window. And two guys carrying it. It's about 10 feet long. It goes by and it says, "Hello." And I said, "What's that?" They said, "Oh, it's Bob's cue card." It was as big as a door.
It was part of Bob Hope and a way of inviting the audience in with him. They always knew he had cue cards. And he made them know that he did.
Dean, who invited you to this party? Bob. Oh, cue cards. Hey, what a great idea. I must try that sometime.
When he cast his specials, I think if you look at his specials.
Who he?
Anyway, Brenda, what do you do out there?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Are you really? How many children do you have?
I have two.
Isn't that nice? You see, there are some women who choose.
Yeah.
To stay while their children are maturing in front of their eyes.
Right.
Who care and want to nurture them and fondle them and help them grow up into... Not too much fun.
Uncle Regis will not be babysitting anymore.
Come here, little boy. I'm just kidding. What are we doing here? Where are we
Brenda,
going?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. This is just great. I got a babysitter for you.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. When I came into office, I made a promise to the people that I will make government spend more money than we have and raise property taxes. It isn't enough spending unless it is overspending. I want to thank all of you for everything that you've done to bring California bankruptcy. And now it's the time for the legislators to do what is best for California. Rack up billions of dollars in new debt. Thank you for listening. Hi, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. This week I want to talk to you about sex crimes, but I am a convicted sex offender. I joined with sexual predators, teaching them to lure children into sex crimes. I'm tipping the scale of justice in favor of the violators, not the victims, period. Thank you very much for listening.
It's Don and Mike on the Pike. This Wednesday at 8 p.m., Don and Mike and their whole wacky crew invade Hooters on Rockville Pike. Come on out for some wings and perhaps a breast. Don't miss Don and Mike's triumphant Maryland debut. You'll wish that the night would never end. And who knows, maybe it won't. The Don and Mike Reno-style show. Hooters of Rockville. That's how I roll.
Tonight, for the first time, we're going to show you those beautiful brand-new 1957 Chevrolets. And I know you're going to enjoy the opportunity to see in 56 the 57s that you'll be paying for in 58.
It's a wonderful delivery. So clean that the setup payoff.
Hey, I'm going to be on the air 8 times this year. There'll be 7 comedy specials, and we're hoping that this is one of them. I always have a good time on plane trips. I carry tranquilizer pills. Of course, some stewardesses refuse to take him, but I think... ...celebrated his 10th anniversary on television by getting married. Did you hear about that?
Thank you!
Uh-huh. Okay. Up next, these two guys have been here for the last couple weeks. They asked me to read this. Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room. Ladies and gentlemen,
Don and Mike.
I call him like I see him, and man, there's a lot of possible backstage Bettys in the audience tonight.
I got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy.
All right, it's time for your starting lineup for the 15th most popular radio show in all of Rockville, Maryland, the Don and Mike Show. This man likes Diet Cherry Coke, he likes Batman, Star Trek, and playing video games with other little kids. Ladies and gentlemen, the captain of the ship, Don Geronimo.
Hey, does this suit make me look fat?
No. Your face does.
Whoa. That's not what we're about. Hey, don't confuse the art with the artist. I mean, yeah, up on stage, I'm Zeus, I'm Elvis. But back here, I'm just plain old Jack.
This next man likes to drink alcohol and used to play with crap. His old blues band. Ladies and gentlemen, the great voice impersonator and Don's right-hand man, Mike O'Bara.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple of cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
This next man is a well-respected Aryan scholar. He used to dress up as a clown, but he has risen to great power on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Kill Whitey!
Hold your tongue, witch.
This man is part of a long lineage of great newsmen. Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, Ron Burgundy. He's from the mean streets of Kansas. He likes weed and swinging. The one, the only, Buzz Burbank.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Last, but not least, the world's oldest phone screener. His idea of a good time is getting drunk and tape recording cicadas in the woods. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Artinger.
Let's say the average person uses 10% of their brain. How much do you use? 1.5%. The rest is clogged with malted hops and bong resin.
I've been up all night shooting cheese balls. That's cocaine and cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, put on your helmet, strap on your seatbelt, because here comes Don and Mike.
Wow.
10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition and liftoff.
Father in heaven, please let tonight's show go well. Please make them like it.
Thank you to loyal listener Mike Sanoff.
Wow. Mike Sanoff, that I just picture a guy in his bedroom doing that.
JHC.
Wow.
Mike Show. How you doing out there?
How you doing out there? Have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher.
Hello!
Your
girlfriend.
Hey,
look out!
Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time. But I found a way to get out of them.
Tell me about it.
Hello!
Let me tell you about it.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
Thank you! Sitting
in the playoffs. Right. Start this day with the Brownsville Station.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Pardon my dumb DJism.
Yes.
I am sure that it was over the heads of most people. Whenever I said, what did I just say about Brownsville Station?
You like them?
No, I said something like a selection from or the latest. Or
from Brownsville Station.
Yeah. I said some Brownsville Station. This is the only Brownsville Station.
There's no other Brownsville Station.
There was no other catalog of Brownsville Station known to man.
There was a cover of this particular song done by Dee Snider.
Right, but yeah. But that don't count. No.
That, this is the definitive smoke in the boys' room.
Right, so I hate it with this jockey. Oh, we got some. We've got. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you're criticizing when DJs say, here's some Rolling Stones.
And I did it myself. Well, no, in that case, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because there's a catalog of songs by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, because you're talking about it being a one-hit wonder.
Like, I'm coming on going like, hey, everybody, yeah, because here's some Brownsville Station to start the show on a good-looking friggin' Monday. You know. Please, come on. No, dumb.
Like you play a lot of Brownsville Station.
Yeah,
that would be an accurate.
You're right.
Like saying, here's some taco.
Exactly, Mike.
Rob helped me with that one because I knew what you meant. I just didn't know how to give you the analogy there.
That's the kind of crap that drives me nuts. And then here we are doing it now. And
what did we tell them?
It's the Don and Mike show. And we're doing the whole
thing. Come! Yeah. The Wonder of the World!
You're goddamn genius!
We didn't even bring him in, did we? Here's some Bovice.
Ta-da! Did you ever hear of...
She's mentally retarded.
How's your solid chocolate weekend?
You'll find out.
And then we can go to the bridge?
Right.
Blow it up?
Yay!
Blow it up real good?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Friends, and all the ships at sea. BME Award winners... Don Geronimo, and it's Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Rob, and thank you for the spell, everybody. Don and Mike show. Well, yeah, it's a new episode on this Monday.
Monday.
082806.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz, and here's your phone numbers, everybody. From anywhere in North America, 877-365-3636. That's from America and from Canada. You can hear us on the internet if you go to our website, donamikewebsite.com. Right. Click on Listen Live. You can also send us email. We ignore the vast majority of it.
Oh, yes, we do.
But send it anyway.
Norman.
Send it to Bleeding Johnny. Send it to Anal Johnny. He's back there recovering from his wounds. We'll hear about them later in the show.
Yeah, who knows what happened to that lad over the weekend.
It'll be fine.
I've already heard the first take. Nothing really happened.
I didn't even ask.
In Buzz's swinging weekend.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Nothing exciting?
Well, at least that's the story that they're all throwing out
there. You know, they're lying.
You can email us, though. And sometimes he brings in your stuff, and sometimes he answers your stuff. And look at him back there.
Well, what is the T-shirt du jour?
He seems to be healthy.
What is his T-shirt?
Yeah, I'm looking at Buzz's T-shirt du jour, because he's got another one on. He's got another sick...
Miss Kitty's scratching post.
Little
obviously some kind of business.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. Listen, okay, email us. Website.
Yeah.
John Norman back there, bleeding back there from Buzz. Email us at donamikewebsite.com, and also the podcasts are there. Go to iTunes. Go to Don ampersand Mike.
They may have told you nothing happened on their weekend. I know that when I first came into the building today, I might have seen John just quietly crying.
Stick to the story, John.
Quietly crying to himself.
Stick to the story.
Now, I know
weeping, yes.
And I know a lot of you out there want to hear about what happened on Buzz's weekend, but I guarantee you that really, I mean, we will pepper him with questions.
He'll evade us.
I've got so much that I have to get through. This
right.
This was, for me, such a weekend.
You weren't raped, were you?
Define.
Define the word.
Define the word, right.
I think we're all going to have to do that today.
Define the word, right.
Yes, we are.
Oh, first order of business, though. I got to tell you that our Reno-style show is just two nights from now.
Yay. Hey.
Wednesday night. We'd love to meet you. We're going to be out on Rockville Pike in Rockville, Maryland.
Right.
At Hooters. We'll be there from 8 until 10. We'll do the whole thing. We come up on stage for a while, and we'll bring everybody up, and then we just we hang around. And as I mentioned before, we end up smelling like you.
Yes,
by the end of the night.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much close quarters entertainment. That's what I like to call it, too. Close quarters entertainment.
That's CQE.
Yes. It's like hand magic.
It's hand puppets.
It's like when you would go to the Magic Castle.
Sleight of hand.
For those who have ever had the pleasure of living in Hollywood, California, as I did,
yes.
You would go to the Magic Castle. Thank you, Rob. Where you would eat really bad food, but
right.
The whole thing was that while you're eating your food,
some dick would come around and do card tricks for you. And they were really kick-ass card tricks.
Yeah, and he hid the food, didn't he?
Some guy in a monkey suit, you'd be there eating, you know, plowing through some steak that was like somebody's shoe.
Wasn't it really some old building? Wasn't it old, like, residence or something?
Yes, it was like an old, like, tower almost with a winding spiral staircase.
Magic tower.
Isn't it tough to get in? I mean, you have to, like, know somebody to get in, right?
No, I'm talking, you know, way back, you know, 1981. Yeah, it was hard to get into.
Right.
Probably not now.
You bet.
Now it's hard to get out of.
I don't think so. So we'll see you Wednesday night. Information's on our website. Please come on out. We'd love to meet you. Also, if you go to YouTube.com, I'm proud to tell you that there is at least one first entry in our TV campaign contest.
And it's wonderful.
Go to YouTube and just click in Don and Mike commercial.
All right.
That's what you want to search for.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a Jackass-themed one that's on there now. It's very nice.
But it's there, and it's the start of something. And as we've mentioned, what we're going to do is get the best commercial that shows up on YouTube, and we're going to buy the time and actually put the thing on some cable TV. That's
very cool. Exciting.
So make sure, please, that you're promoting our station here in D.C., our flagship station, 106.7 WJFK. Okay, the weekend. Wow. Jack, I don't often tell you that I got a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a lot of times I say I got a lot of stuff, but this is new stuff. This is
you got out of town this week.
This is fresh stuff. Well, it started on Friday. Let me start by saying again, happy birthday to my girlfriend.
Yes.
Now, it had been my understanding in the 8 months that I have known her that her birthday was on the 26th of August.
Right.
I knew this. This is why I had planned the trip up to Hershey. Do I have stories for you about Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I love it.
About going to Hershey Park.
The sweetest place on earth.
Oh, my God, if you like the smell of rotten diapers. Yes, because really, that was the defining smell. It was either chocolate or rotten diapers. It was just it was a mungy day.
Yeah, not exactly a low humidity weekend.
And there's kids. There are way too many kids there. You know, why would kids go to a place with an amusement park?
What's up? Well, why would kids go to a place where they make candy and they have an amusement park?
That's ridiculous. What is the point of that?
You're sorry for Vanka.
Okay,
so the customer fudging and fudge.
So let me just set this up for you. So, it is my understanding that it is her birthday on Saturday. This has not been any secret.
This is what date again?
The 26th.
The 26th.
The 26th. So on Friday, the 25th, let me just run you very quickly through my day with my girlfriend as far as it relates to the girlfriend. Woke up, did my stuff on the treadmill. Hey, my weight is down to 211.
Hey. All right, and how much more do you have to go?
11 more pounds.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, I do my crap on the treadmill, and I call her like I do most mornings to check in. And I say, hi, and she says, hi. And I say, I'm kind of busy today. And she says, I'm kind of busy today. And I said, okay, well, I tell you what, since we're going out of town for your birthday on Saturday, you know, tonight, meeting Friday night, why don't you just come on over? We'll watch the Steelers in high def. I'll cook a steak.
She loves the Steelers.
Yeah, and then we can just get up on Saturday very early, dump the dogs at the place where we're dumping them, which incidentally was just they stayed there. It was just a big field.
Oh, good.
Big field. You scattered some food in different under certain trees.
They were waiting for you when
just
you came
back.
Just
a big gigantic field. No, nothing.
There's a stream where they could water.
Nothing could be further from the truth. They had nicer accommodations than we did. Really, the dogs did. But we had to get up and do this on Saturday morning. So I said, come on over on Friday night. Again, she says nothing. She says, okay.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you later. And she says, okay. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Show continues. It's now Friday afternoon. At some point during a break, late in the show, maybe you guys might have heard me on the phone with her during a break. I called her up and I said, hey, listen, I just realized tonight I'm totally screwed with food. I said, I've not gone to the grocery store, and the steaks that I had, I've eaten, and...
I have nothing.
You know, I mean, we're going to have to get takeout, or you're going to have to pick something up.
Right.
And she said, well, actually, I've already stopped and picked up stuff for you to make dinner, for you to make, like, steak. And I said, you know, it's Friday, and I'm not into it. I said,
tired.
Let's pick something up.
Yeah. Right.
And she said, okay, that's fine. And I thought,
throw away the other food.
Throw it away.
It'll
burn
keep.
It.
It'll
no.
keep.
It'll keep no. it in every, its no. refrigerator.
This was the thought. And she agreed. I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. We'll keep it until Sunday,
yeah.
until we get back from the trip,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have a cookout on Sunday.
Right.
She said, okay, that's fine. What do you want? You know, and I said, you know, well, whatever. So we order a little takeout,
right.
and she comes over, and everything is fine, and we're watching the game, and we got to get up early in the morning, and so it's about 10:30, and you know we're in bed, you know, not doing nothing, just getting ready to go to sleep,
right.
and I say, I better call my kids and tell them good night. Leave the voicemail for Bart,
mm-hmm.
actually get my daughter on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you know, what are you doing? And I say, well, you know, I'm getting ready for tomorrow for the big day,
mm-hmm.
You know, taking Janet up to Hershey, PA for her birthday, tomorrow for her birthday. And then it was at that point, 10:35, she said to me, Janet, who's laying in bed next to me,
right.
just looked at me and says, today is my birthday. And I went, Amy, I got to call you back. Really? I got to call you back. So I hang up the phone.
Have the pills kicked in yet?
So I hang up the phone, and I said, whoa, slow down. Today's your birthday. She said, yes. I said, you must think I am the biggest dick in the world. She said, no, I thought that you had a big surprise for me. I said, well, at what point did you realize that there wasn't a surprise? She said, well, probably when you said that you didn't feel like even cooking out, even though I went to get the steaks, and you just said that we could either, I could pick something up or we could have something ordered in.
Oh, dear.
So she was anticipating you doing something on her special day, which you had obviously missed by 24 hours.
I don't know if it was that she had anticipated it, and I said to her, why didn't you call me on? I mean, and I don't mean literally pick up the phone, but if I'm chatting with you, say, you know, hey, dude, this is my birthday. If it's like the third time during the day that we've spoken,
mm-hmm.
and I've not at least had the common courtesy to say happy birthday.
Well, it's the first one, too.
Well,
you get a little free pass there.
Yeah, she wasn't. I said, you must think I'm a tremendous. I said, your birthday's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. She should have probably gotten the clue. Friday morning when you called her the first time and didn't say happy birthday.
Nope,
right.
she didn't say nothing. So right. then she said...
I mean, you in your heart of hearts assumed that it was Saturday.
Absolutely. And then she said, well, in your office, you have the 25th circle.
Hmm.
And I said, yes, I do. That's because Rob screwed up our vacation schedule. Sorry about that, Kong.
Did you ever hear of... Kong.
It was one of those behind-the-scenes messes.
Right.
I said, you know, and originally that he had us being on vacation this week. This is not a week we take for vacation. We always work
right.
this week. I said, so that's why I had circled that day to just to make sure that our schedule. I said that it really had, and really, again, wrong thing to say. It had nothing to do with your.
Oh, I just assumed it was the 26th, and that was circle. I did
with
circle
your birthday
it.
At
I
all.
Was going to remember it and memorize it. And
so anyway, you know, I just said to her, well, you know, again, I would have called me on it. You know, I said, I feel like a gigantic dickwad. That all day long, and keep in mind, she comes over on Friday night. I don't treat her like it's anything special because I think her birthday's the next day.
Another day.
Here's what you do on Friday night. She comes over and she's got like her bag to go to Hershey's and all her other stuff. And I help her bring the stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
But then I go in and I pause the game and I say, okay, listen, I'll bring all this stuff upstairs later. Just let me get back to this. You know, do you want a drink? If you want, and I'm being like I normally am.
Make yourself at home.
Not realizing. That it's her birthday. And
think she expected to open the door and have you say, happy birthday!
So.
You see, you can always correct this if you do what I do, is you treat every day like it's their birthday.
Yes, a horrible, scary, dangerous birthday.
With a horrible poison cake.
With fear around every corner.
So that was the beginning of it. I thought she was nice enough. She didn't think it was a big deal. But, you know, and then I, you know.
So she cut, what she did was she covered up her disappointment. That's what she did.
You know, and I said to her, you know, just for future reference, you know, let me know.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you know, I will make sure you remember now. Duh,
she,
okay.
She will, too. Yeah, but you know the rules with that game. Let me know does not apply.
Yeah.
Let me know doesn't apply at all. You got to memorize it.
So anyway, so just say it. So now it's Saturday morning, and I've said all along, you know, Saturday is officially your birthday. So she's going along with this now.
Where,
you know. where we get up on Saturday.
It's like when they move a holiday.
Monday holiday.
Yeah. It's like when they move a holiday to
Saturday,
and we observe
birthday,
it on that.
Right. Right. Right.
We take the dogs to the place, and
Shia, did you wake up and get the ice cream cake out or something like that?
Fudgy the whale.
Well, you had a big thing planned, right?
Yes, we were going to go to.
Still have the big thing planned.
Yes, we got the big thing planned. So we are leaving. We drop off the dogs. We are on the way out of town. We're leaving, and I stop to get gas right in my neighborhood. And she says, "I'm going to go to the coffee place Starbucks, and I'm going to go to the ATM. We're going to multitask." I'm like, "Now we're cooking with all eight. Here we go." And as I'm filling up the vehicle, there's cheerleaders for whatever high school it is, and they're washing cars in the parking lot for donations.
Very common.
And the very uptight socialite Northern Virginia mother wearing her goddamn Ralph Lauren visor, you know, that goddamn
lesbian hat,
you know, that thing that that was popular like 3 years ago on Sex and the City,
right?
Okay, so she's just she's walking around in her polo shirt, and
is she supervising the car wash?
Yes, and it's obvious that she's a hag who has lost her looks, and and what she's done is she's in incredible shape. But unfortunately, there's not a machine that can fix your face.
No, not yet.
So she has big sunglasses. She has real tight, like, runner's legs.
Yeah.
And obviously she works on the biceps, but, like, she's just flat as a board, and the face is just, like, big and long. Looks like Oliver Hardy.
Stan Laurel.
Right.
Gravity has taken its toll.
Right. And she's got her hair coming through, the ponytail's coming through back of the baseball hat.
Yeah. Leathery, a little leathery.
Absolutely. And she comes up, and I'm filling up, and she says, "Can I interest you in a car wash to help out Langley High School?" Mm-hmm. And I said, very politely, I was in quite the fine mood, I said, "No thanks, I'm in kind of a rush, it's my girlfriend's birthday, and as you can see, my car is pretty immaculate, I just had it washed.
As a whistle.
Thanks very much." She said, okay. And she walked away, and then she said, "How would you like to buy a sticker for your car?" And I said, "Excuse me?" And she held up a sticker. It was about, how big is that, Mike? I mean, that's a big...
About 4 inches.
You know how you got the big round stickers that have, like, initials in the middle?
Right.
You know, that say whatever?
Yeah, they're usually appropriate for parents that have maybe a student at the school.
Right, so it's real big, and it says LHS. It's gigantic, and it's green. And she says, "It's only $2. And I said, "Lady, why would I buy this?" I said, "I don't have a kid that goes to the school."
Yeah.
She said, "Well, you're supporting the community." And I said, "I'm supporting the community through my tax dollars." I said, "No thank you on the car wash, and really, no thank you on the wonderful sticker." And she said, "You don't have to take a tone with me." And I said, "Honey, I'm not taking a tone with you." And then she said,
"Honey,
excuse me?" And I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "Did you call me honey?" It was a great start to the weekend.
You call a lot of women honey.
It was right at that moment, and I meant it that way. Uh-huh. Right at that moment that the thing went click.
Most recently you called the Playboy Playmate honey.
The tank was full, and I just got in the car.
Boy,
and,
was it.
And she ran over her.
She just sat there looking at me. You know, again, like, and as I couldn't help myself, as I pulled away, she was looking at me, and I said, "What are you looking at?" So I get to the other side of the road where the coffee place is and where the bank is, and there's my girlfriend. And meanwhile, she says, "What's going on with you and that lesbian woman?"
It's the hat.
I said, "No, it's nothing. Let's go to Hershey Park.
Right.
Let's go get you this milk thing. Let's have this chocolate milk thing.
Yeah.
This body wrap.
Let's get your bath in the chocolate shake.
Let's make this thing happen." So we're on the way, and she's made this trip a couple of times before, and she points out a town to me as we are. We spent a lot of time together this weekend.
Yes.
This is important to note.
A lot of car time.
Late in the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yes. There's a lot of together time. We were together in the car on Saturday morning. And
is this the longest continual period of time you've spent together?
That would be affirmative.
It's a definite step in the right direction.
So she says to me as we cross the Maryland-Pennsylvania line, she says, "Are you familiar with Taney Tannytown?"
Tawnytown.
Tawnytown.
Is it Tawnytown?
Yeah.
And I think it's Tawny Town.
I said, no, I'm not. And she said, oh, I used to have territory up here when I was a salesperson. And she said, it's huge KKK country.
Oh, is it really?
And I said, oh, you're kidding. Well, let's take the exit.
So, do a little sociological study on your way up to Hershey.
So we took the exit. And gosh darn it, if we weren't driving down the road less than 1/2 mile, and there was a big sign out for everyone to see, proudly serving KKK members. Now,
I
thought that this was maybe an anomaly, right?
Right.
We drove around and didn't see anything else.
Uh-huh. Good.
We got back on.
Like what, at a business?
A restaurant or something?
Yeah, at a business.
Like a proudly serving. It said that on the sign?
It was a strip mall that was in order. Booze, some type of literature.
Right.
Not adult literature.
Right.
And then a Christian Bible study. All of it in the same, little. So as we were driving away from this, and we got back on Route 15.
Right.
She said to me, you've not seen anything. Look at the houses on the left. And these are houses that you can see from this highway.
All right.
And they have, in the front yard, big-ass Confederate flags.
My recent little journey up to Gettysburg, I did see a few of those. The Confederate flag is displayed quite a bit, quite liberally up in that
But
part
I'm
of
not
the world.
Talking about, like, the ones that you normally have. I'm talking about, like...
ones do you mean that I normally have?
No. Or anybody has.
Normally see.
Or flags. Right. I'm talking about, like, the type of flag that car dealerships have.
Yeah.
Where people have them... And as you would drive along, you would see trees,
right,
billboard, and
right,
all of a sudden, like it was an official flag, the Confederate flag.
Yeah, there are a few of them up there.
Yeah.
So it's a little scary.
So of course I think I should call Rob, right?
Yeah, of course.
Think of the phone. I know he's doing nothing except another one of his fantastic paid appearances.
Gonna want to know.
So I say to him right away, "Have you ever heard of this town in Pennsylvania?" I said, "My God, we're driving through this town and we're looking at signs for the KKK, and they've
got... That's where I vacation.
And they've got Confederate flags, I mean, everywhere, Rob. I said, and it's not... They're not like like NASCAR redneck fans. These people really believe it.
It's kind of weird. It's very strange.
Here's a shock. What? He was familiar with the community.
I am.
Right.
Yeah.
He even knew the spot on the road. He said, what's the name of the place?
Paul's Pancake Barn.
He said, are you anywhere near Paul's Pancake Barn?
I used to make that 15 trip quite a bit.
Yeah, you went up to the University of Pennsylvania, right?
There, and also I had a DJ gig up there in Harrisburg. And also, I was able to remind Don, one time we sent Nick Joe up, a former intern for... Punxsutawney for the Groundhog Day,
right?
And he was approached and
the
given
KKK a, came on to him.
Yeah,
that
gave
day.
Him a business
card. Oh, that's
card.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, and that sort of freaked him out.
And it's all in that little like Maryland, Pennsylvania line.
That
area.
Sort of corridor. I don't know why the KKK would have spotted him. The you know, an Asian gentleman in a rice paddy hat.
It was weird.
Wow.
It was weird.
Well, the weirdest thing of all is the sign.
I imagine
that would blow me away.
I imagine someday I'd love to send like Robert the Mailman there with a tape recorder, and just give him a big like CBS News flag
and
on
a
that
flak
thing.
Jacket.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see what happens.
Maybe with escorts, he might need probably not.
No, so, I don't think so. Yeah. All right.
So we make it up there. Now we are finally at the promised land,
sweetest place on earth.
That's right. Now the gal pals treatments are not supposed to begin until 12:30. We get there about 12 noon.
Oh, so you're on a nice tight schedule.
I keep in mind we're not staying at the Hershey Hotel, we're staying at the Hershey Lodge.
The Lodge,
which is right next to Impossible Street to find. we spent over 40 minutes driving around. You're on West Chocolate Avenue,
right?
You know, at Reese's Peanut Butter Drive.
Well, it's not all like in one spot.
No,
and that's the first thing you know about Hershey. It's like quite spread out. It's not like you've got your theme park and everything all in the hotel. It's all like all in different places.
So yeah, this place we were staying was 5.3 miles away from the actual park, although it's part of Hershey Park. We finally find it. It's like 10 till noon.
Right.
And we walk inside, and immediately, like I said, the first thing you smell is just diapers. Because there's nothing but moms and dads and kids in this place. It is freaking wall-to-wall 3-year-olds who are out of control.
Yeah. Now, did you stay in the lodge because you couldn't get into the hotel? Is that
in the lodge on a recommendation because a good friend of mine, Carol, who you know,
yeah,
said, if you want hooch, if you want room service, right, if you want, like, not the real Hershey experience, stay at the lodge because it has all of the adult amenities
that
you want. So we stayed at the lodge. The problem is that the adults who were also there, like, as opposed to other parts of Hershey Park, there are three bars in the Hershey Lodge that open at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay. So the lodge had the most booze.
And stay open until 2 a.m.
Okay.
Conversely, it's also with the parents who just wanted to, like, drop the kids off at the indoor pool and just go to the bar and get bombed.
Right.
So we walk into this place just to check in. We walk in, and it's like, I go, oh, God, that smell, the smell of children. And
the smell of children.
One of the people comes up and says, can I help you? And I said, yes, checking in. And they say, 4 p.m. I said, oh, come on. Can you cut a brother some slack? Mm-hmm. It's my girlfriend's birthday. We're here with all the bags. Can you at least take the bags? And they said, we have no space. It's very busy, a busy time of year. See you at 4 o'clock. So I go, okay.
Man, I know that.
Go back to the car, put all the bags back in the car.
Mm-hmm. I hate that, but it's the way it is.
Drive her over to the spa, where they tell me that it's going to be 3.5 hours for her to get all this crap done.
Wow.
Now, my choices at this point are, there's no hotel for me to go to.
Right.
I would love to play golf up there. Unfortunately, it's 67 degrees, mm-hmm, and it's raining. I mean, it's really, the weather really sucks.
Yeah.
I got nothing to do. Janet said, well, you could either go to a bar, but, like, I don't want you to show up, you know, 3 hours from now drunk. Mm-hmm. Or you could sit in the lobby and, like, read a newspaper. She said, or this is really probably not up your alley, but you've met my brother. He lives in Harrisburg. It's only 15 minutes away. You could go to his house. He's got a TV.
What are you going to do?
I chose the brother.
Right. You chose the brother?
I chose the brother. Because
you amaze me.
Well, I got the vibe.
You know, you're so different than I am.
I got the vibe.
You know, I always get the one I'm Mr. Gregarious and stuff like that. I admire the fact that this is this a brother you've met before or haven't met before?
Met him one time.
Oh, good. Okay, you met him one time. Or then it's different. All right.
Met him one time, very briefly.
Just brief.
Just brief. And really my options are, because as I'm walking around this, the Hershey Hotel, you know, where everything is so hoity-toity, yet you got, like, guys walking around with their nuts hanging out.
And what are you, like, 20 minutes outside of Harrisburg,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, like, in the spa, really, guys are walking around. Men who are there to have this stuff done that my girlfriend had done are walking around. And she told me that when she was, like, in the aroma room, there'd be guys with their wives there. And the guys would just open up their legs and, like, their nuts are hanging out. Just in front of everybody.
You know, there's a type of guy that does that spa thing, and I am not one of them.
And there were guys. There were guys that were walking around the lobby of the hotel wearing just these flimsy spa robes. And I know they got no underpants on underneath.
Right.
They know nothing underneath. They got their chocolate flip flops. And it's like, how am I?
The Hershey candy bar colored flip flops.
Like, how am I going to spend 3 hours here? And then Janet said, well, you know, even though it's raining, you could go to the amusement park. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I want to do. Go to an amusement park by myself on Saturday at 12 noon in the rain.
Sure.
That's fun.
You want to talk about the smell of diapers.
Said, you know what? I'll take your brother up on his wonderful suggestion. So I get the directions. I get off West Chocolate Avenue. I go to Harrisburg. I find this cat's house. Nice house. Nice guy.
Good.
Okay, I should break. I just tell you, just two words that I will say.
All right.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head. Shrunken head.
We're not
Jack.
Talking about the brother, are we?
Those are three words. Shrunken head, Jack.
Shrunken head.
Yeah.
I got 20 things going through my mind. He's a psychiatrist?
Mike, shrunken head.
Beetlejuice?
Shrunken
That's
head.
All he's going to give us, I think.
Shrunken head. You just got to wait through the break.
Wow.
Just got to wait.
So he's some sort of witch doctor. You were poisoned.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head.
Shrunken head.
Was there a murder?
I had a very, very memorable 2.5 hours in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Sitting on this cat's back porch.
Your head looks the same.
Drinking some of his homemade wine. while watching a baseball game on TV.
Wow.
And well, then, of course, you know, shrunken head.
I can't wait to hear
okay,
it.
Okay, be right back. Yeah. Because really, I've got, besides that, I've got so much more. Just, my God, too much we can't add. Then Buzz, who, as you may have heard on the news, unfortunately, has been charged by John Norman.
With rape.
Rape is a harsh
word. I don't care. That's what I'm standing by my story. Settle out of court. And who would have thought that it was John Norman who would be attacked?
By
the ladies' man. You believed it all along?
I told Rob
about it.
John is a tease.
Who is it that Buzz would have thought that his whole thing was the Duke lacrosse team?
Yeah.
That's his whole big come on.
I know.
Buzz is wearing his Duke lacrosse uniform.
I thought it was timely. I thought people would dig it.
You know, as soon as he told John to put on the nylon shorts, knew there was trouble.
And when Buzz says Duke, he means Duke.
Buzz is there for a corner kick.
You know, there's so many unanswered questions as we go to this break. My head is spinning.
Well, you know,
my head is spinning more than it spent. Spinning this weekend.
All of the answers lie ahead.
Part of that stuff with Buzz was
incidentally, I don't have any weekend because that was my weekend.
What?
My head was spinning.
Oh,
wow.
Literally? Friday morning.
I'll drink to that.
I'm sorry, Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Both days.
Exorcisms?
That's all. No, just normal evenings.
Ah.
Nothing much happened. Really, nothing much to it.
Hey, Jeff.
Open mouth, insert booze.
High functioning.
Totally high functioning. And Sunday to dry out, come back in here. Slay the dragon.
Here we go.
That's right. But I am still curious about shrunken heads. Sure. You can't offer any kind of it. Well, you said what you did.
We just hit a break here and we'll come right back.
Shrunken heads.
Shrunken heads.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Anybody here? I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now what you think?
Welcome to another edition of To Catch a Predator.
I'm looking for the Emmys. I'm hosting.
Hosting? That's what you call it.
Yeah, it's my second time.
So you've done this before?
Yeah, no, I did it one time and I liked it and I thought I should do it again.
Of all the predators I've met, this guy, screen name Conebone 69, is by far the creepiest.
This is kind of... You think it's... Very easy to explain.
Explain it then.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oscar loves the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, he does. A little Conan O'Brien last night from the Emmys for ye. You can call us.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Whoa, look out!
Flippin' awesome. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Don't forget, everybody, our fantasy football draft is Wednesday on the show.
Right. Yeah, it's funny you mention that. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Here are your magazines.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Mike.
There you go. That looks like a good one, Mike.
I hope I got a bunch.
None of them are about football, but...
It's all porn.
2003.
Good luck.
All right, Wednesday, fantasy football day on the show. Ooh, yeah.
And I'm prepared now because I got my fantasy football magazines.
Yeah. I've not even had my mock draft yet.
There you go.
I'm going online tonight for a mock draft.
Are you doing it tonight?
Because I'm a faggot.
So you're definitely preparing.
I'm trying, Mike. God damn it, I'm trying.
Now, what I've given Rob is we've gotten two of the same copies of our fantasy football magazines, and then I've taken... like two other ones, because there weren't double copies of those, so we both have one different one. So that'll mean one of us will have the advantage, depending on the quality of the magazine.
Very soon I will know how to build and manage a fantasy champion.
It's amazing.
It's all skill.
It's truly amazing now that you go into a bookstore. When it used to be, you'd find one of these things, and now everybody's
They're
got
everywhere.
It.
Okay, draft Wednesday.
Right.
Let me bring you up to speed about the weekend.
Yes.
So it's right up to the head.
Mm-hmm.
So... I leave my girlfriend at the spa for approximately 3 hours. She says, why don't you go to my brother's house? You know, at the very worst, it's like a 20-minute drive each way.
Right.
Yeah, they'll probably have lunch for you. If there's a game on, he'll have the game on.
Now, this has been something that has obviously been suggested. It's out there that this is an option for you, right?
She just threw it out there. She called him up and she said, hey, you know, we're here and my boyfriend's got nothing to do.
And you said, yeah, you know what? Why not? I'll do it.
Because I had no other options. You know, I mean,
all your options did suck.
There was not even a movie.
Sitting and reading a newspaper in, like, the lobby for 3 hours.
And, you know, the other option was going to a movie by myself.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't think so. I thought
driving all the way to Pennsylvania to go to a movie.
Yeah. And even though they have great, great outlets at Hershey.
Yes, great shopping.
No, thank you.
Right. Okay.
So I got in the car and I drive to Harrisburg and I find the guy's house and it's a nice place and Dan, he's a nice guy and I've only met him one time briefly for less than 10 minutes in a social situation. So I'm a little awkward coming in and he couldn't be nicer and had some guy that does all, he's a very creative guy, makes homemade wine. Mm. So wanted like to give me a glass of his homemade wine. And
is there a family around this or is it just the brother?
Oh, no, it's the brother and the wife and kids.
Oh, okay.
And I mean.
So it's a whole family deal.
It's a family. I mean,
nice.
And without getting into tremendous detail about this guy's life, he runs some type of resort up in the Poconos area.
Okay.
And in the off season he does other stuff and I mean, he's, yeah, it's, they're normal. The kids are normal.
Okay.
He's normal. She's normal, except for what I'm going to tell you about in a second. So he's showing me his big wine. You know, he makes homemade wine, as a lot of people do. And then they offer me some crackers and chips, and that's nice. And sitting out on the porch.
Kind of neat, homemade wine, if it's good.
Yeah, because, as I mentioned, it's cold. For whatever reason, in Pennsylvania on Saturday,
chilly.
Temperature was in the 60s, and it was raining. So we're sitting out on the porch. It was just, like, lightly drizzling. And the kids were playing in the backyard, and he's got an outdoor TV there and a nice stand. So it was a really nice setting. Mm-hmm. And she said, the wife, Kim, she says, you know what, honey? You should really show him. And he said, not outside. Not outside.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what the hell is this?
What's going on?
And he says, okay, I tell you what. Come on inside. And I'm going, okay. You know, walking through the house that I've never been in before. With these
all of a sudden, you're handcuffed.
I go down to his workroom. Some might refer to it as a dungeon.
Real Sex 32. Dungeon.
He's got a big, gigantic work area downstairs that would make you envious, Buzz.
A lot of tools.
Yeah, I mean.
Well organized?
Absolutely.
Is there a well down there?
No. Listen, so we get down there, and I'm still thinking things are cool, right? And he says, stay right there. I'll be right back.
The lights are turned out.
Now, listen, this is just weird, because he's a normal guy.
Right.
He says.
And it's a normal workshop.
Yes.
So it seems.
Everything about this guy.
Is your fear, sensor going off
no,
at all?
No.
Oh, you're still calm. You're still
no.
Okay.
Hey, Rob. Listen, Jackie. Hey, Jackie. Could you stop writing for 1 second? I realize that you have side-splitting freaking material. What was that one-liner that you're penning?
I said that's the workshop where he makes the wax figures.
Okay. Hey, please, respectfully, put a sock in it. I'm trying to get to the freaking point of this thing.
Okay. So you're in his workshop.
Thank you, Mike.
Right. You're in his workshop.
Thank you.
And you're waiting for him. He goes away?
Right. He says, stay right there. I got something you got to see. I have no idea. He comes out, and it is what appears to be a big shoebox. And he says, are you ready? And I say, I guess so. Puts it in the middle of the workshop table, turns on the overhead light, pulls the thing, the bulb goes on, says, have you ever seen, he opens up the box, a real shrunken head? I just bought it. I'm so proud of it. He pulls this thing out of this box with strings on the end of it, and it is, I said, what is this, a joke?
Yeah.
I said, that this looks, what the I said,
plastic.
This is what, I really don't get this guy now at this point, right? I'm like, why'd you bring me downstairs to show me a novelty gift, right? and he said, well, do you want to touch it? And I said, no, not really. He said, does it creep you out? It creeps a lot of people out. I said, yeah, I said, well, first off, it looks fake.
That's what I would think.
I said, it looks fake. He said, oh, no, I guarantee you it's real. And I said, well, how do you know?
Yeah, I'd ask that, too, and I would not. I'm not sure I'd like the answer.
And he said, first, if you like, you should smell it.
Oh! Oh!
And I said, no. And he said, how would you like to touch it? And I said, no. And he very carefully got out his pair of tweezers. He was holding the thing like a marionette. And got out these tweezers to move the hair and said, you see, I've done research on this. And if you make a fake shrunken head, it is impossible to replicate the shape of the human ear, since no two human ears are the same, and you can't make... And look at this. This is not a monkey head. This is not a fake plastic head. This is an actual shrunken head. Those are human ears. And he's saying to me, look at the ears. And then he's got, like, the glasses, like the jewelers have, with the magnification things, and he says, you really need to put these on and look at the ears and realize it's a human head. So I say... Okay.
And now at this point, are you fighting the urge to maybe run for your life?
Yeah. So now I've got these big spectacles on, and I'm looking in, you know, almost like looking at a microscope.
Right.
I'm looking at this, and I'm noticing that there is a definite odor. Now, it could have just been the odor of this thing being stored for God knows how long.
Right. Did you touch it?
I did not. Absolutely. So I said, why do you have it? He said,
good question.
He said, I've been looking my whole life for one.
Wow.
He said, I almost found one in Vancouver about 3 years ago. And then this is where the guy is weird, because he says, not that this whole thing isn't weird.
Right.
Yeah, because he's standing there with a goddamn, what he says is a real shrunken head. And he's showing it to me. He says, you know, there was one that recently auctioned at Sotheby's for over $10,000. If you get these things, he said, I had to make five different trips to talk the guy down on the price on this. And now, now at this point, the wife, now the wife comes downstairs.
How big is the head?
But the size of an orange?
About the size of a grapefruit.
Okay.
No, right. I take it back. Halfway between orange and grapefruit.
Uh-huh.
So what you've seen in, like, magazines, if there is such a thing.
There is such a thing.
So now,
there is.
Mm-hmm. So now, Kim... The other half, she comes downstairs and she says, oh, I see that you see a shrunken head. And I said, yeah. And she said, what do you think? And I said, gee, you know, I really don't know. She said, did he tell you about what he wants to do?
I think the old clock on the wall is saying it's time to go.
No, I'm looking at my watch by this point. Trust me, Mike. And then she says, because she needs a little backup on this, she says, go on, tell him what you want to do.
Oh,
and he said, well, there's nothing wrong with it. She said, tell him. He said, because he's a graphic designer. He works in design. He's worked in architecture. He says, what I want to do is build a large plexiglass tower about 4 or 5 feet high. And actually, because for the head to be at its optimum, it should be hanging. And what I want is this big thing. I want to put it on display in our living room. And she said, I will not allow you to have a shrunken head in our living room.
Well, I appreciate her voice of reason.
Good for you.
He said, first off, I don't want to put it on the mantle. I want to put it in the corner. Second, the kids love it.
Oh, my God. That is, I mean, and this sounds like you're having like a normal afternoon visit, and then it enters into the land of the weird.
I mean, we are sitting there, and we're on this back porch, and it's like, do you like the...
Had you had a couple of glasses of homemade wine prior to this?
I had a half a glass of wine.
All of a sudden, the room starts getting all wobbly.
Yeah, I'm not a big boozer.
No, what I'm saying is,
with wine,
who knows what's in his secret wine?
No.
He got the shrunken head. No.
It could not have been more normal.
Right.
And then at that point, I said, well...
Did he change at all? Did his demeanor, was he just a little...
No,
just showing you like he's showing you his coin collection.
Same thing. I mean, while he's showing me this head and like telling me touch it, and he's looked for it his whole life, and how he had, in the same breath, he's asking me how Janet's doing. He's talking about their mom who just had knee surgery. He's telling me about a job he's got. He's telling me about a ski lodge that he's planning on opening in November. I mean, he's having all of these very lucid, normal, rational thoughts.
But meanwhile, there's a shrunken head sitting there
that he's looking at longingly. And actually, at one point, I don't want to piss Janet off. He's stroking the hair.
Sure,
God stroking damn. The hair. He says, "I've been looking."
Is he a student of other like primitive cultures?
I guess.
Okay.
But he didn't really talk about
didn't
that.
Didn't really ask, Mike.
Wants to put it in his living room.
Didn't really ask.
Now, so. You said he offered for you to smell it, and you declined, but you said correct. There was an odor. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the odor? Was it like a meat odor?
Smell like the hotel lobby?
Smell like chocolate? The
smell of old.
Musty.
Old perch.
Did he tell you where he got it from? Did he tell you what country he got? I mean, where did it originate
from? He got it
in
America. I don't
know. He got it in America, but did it come from some, like,
South America, probably?
I really don't know.
Wow.
I mean, he bought it in a convoluted way.
I'm sure at that moment you're really just fighting your urge to flee.
So I think
it's legal to have that stuff, but I think it's kind of, they're cagey on, like, the selling of it.
Trading, and especially in South America.
Listen, yeah,
it's
I want to go
trading a body part.
He bought it. Well, I'll tell you, what the hell? It's a big deal.
Well, it isn't. It's. I mean, it's the guy's dead.
He bought it from a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum.
Well, sure.
Really?
And the amount of money he spent for it would knock you over with a feather.
Wow.
Not. I will just hold up.
Wow.
That.
Yeah.
If I. Well. Ooh.
Does he want to? Wow. Does he want to sell it, or does he want to just keep it?
He just wants it.
Why do you want it?
He just wants it.
Did you ask him why he wanted it?
He said he's always wanted one.
What do you say to that?
I mean, that's
an impossible. You know, yeah. That's a perfect answer if you don't want any follow-ups.
I'm looking at my watch the whole time because I mean, you know, and I'm thinking about the guy. He's a nice guy. Yeah. I know this. He's a very nice guy. I've seen him with his
appears
kid.
To be normal.
He's a loving father.
Did he have any other collectibles that he shared with you?
He's got, plates? He's a graphic artist and a designer, so he's got a bunch of drawings that he's done, but I mean, like, nothing that you wouldn't see at.
No red flags.
In any head shop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Kids didn't look like Wednesday or anything like
that,
did
they? No,
they Ugly.
No, they
You weren't greeted by a butler.
They could not be nicer or more normal except for the shrunken head, right? Yeah.
How long did you stay there after the shrunken head?
10 minutes.
I freaked out.
I'd been there an hour 15, and I've been looking at my watch and thinking, you know, actually, and at the point that he brought that up, I was actually thinking, you know what, Janet was right. This has been actually very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I've killed a bunch of time. Mm-hmm. And then right after shrunken head, I said, well, you know,
yeah.
I would hate, you know, I'm sure your sister hates to wait, especially since I effed up the, you know, her birthday. And thought
so
it was,
what did Janet say about it?
So I get in the car.
Yeah. Yeah, you're chomping.
Immediately.
Wheel spinning.
I call, and I'm driving back to Hershey, and she's in whatever chocolate bathtub, and I just it's voicemail. It's like going, hello, are you there? Pick up.
Your brother frightened me.
I'm less than 15 minutes away. Pick up, pick up, pick up. So finally, she calls me back as I'm like 5 minutes from the place where she's at.
Why didn't you send me to Transylvania?
And she's all happy and mellowed out, and she says, oh, I want to tell you, this is so fantastic. This is so, and I just cut her right off in mid-sentence, and I said, your brother has a shrunken head. And she said, oh, I told you that. And I said, in what life did you tell me that? She said, I'm positive I told you that. And I said, she said, he bought it from Ripley's. And I said, you know, maybe that's one of those things that you told me and I thought you were joking about.
Right, yeah. Right.
I said, that thing is effing creepy. She said, oh, I know. Did he show it to you? I said, yes, he wanted to make me touch it and smell it.
Did he estimate the age on it at all? Was there an age on it that could be?
Mike, there were many questions that will go unanswered about.
Really?
About
so this. He's not answering your questions.
Well, I didn't.
You were so shocked you didn't have the.
My thought was run.
Right.
Run. You know, I mean, not that I was afraid for my life, but it's like I realize the guy's basement.
See, once I was assured of my own personal safety. I would pepper him with questions about it because it would be maybe I wouldn't because you probably just want to get the hell out of there.
Cut him off.
That's exactly,
it probably would creep anybody out.
That's exactly what I wanted to do.
And you know, if you'd known the guy for 20 years,
he's a nice guy.
And he was goofy or something like that, and you knew him well, maybe you could hang around and ask some questions.
I mean, we left on this note that we're going to get together and go to a football game this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that they're close enough that we could socialize with them. But, you know, I even on the way out, I said, okay, well. See you sometime this fall. No more shrunken heads now.
Yeah. Please.
Your cat's got anything else going on? Nope.
Mummies.
That's it.
Was he amused at your reaction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what he does.
That's
right.
It was very much like he said, at one point he said, is there a problem? And I said, because it was just he and I down there, he's looking at this thing, like looking with his magnifying glass and everything. And I said, this is a little creepy. He said,
It is creepy.
He said, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
He said, I've just always really wanted a shrunken head, and it's a real one.
Yeah, real human. You know what I'm thinking of right
and then
now?
And then, 1 second later, though, I just got to tell you the segue. So there's a moment of silence, and he's looking at this thing with a big, like, Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass, and I'm on the other side of the work table, just sitting at the stool, and everything's absolutely normal, except for the fact that he's looking at a shrunken head, and there's no conversation, and as he's looking down, he says, so, serious about my sister?
Wow. He's talking to the head?
No, he was talking to me. Talking to me while he was looking down at the head. Wow. He was just making small. I said, what are you doing down there?
And he's like a scene out of that movie, The Burbs.
Yeah.
he looks up and he says, I'm just screwing with you.
My brother, the doctor.
He'll really enjoy the Redskins game because he can see the shrunken owner.
That's interesting. It's quite interesting. I would be creeped out too.
Yeah, I'm not
especially
sure
if there was an odor.
I'm not sure I would have been able to handle it that well.
Let me see if I still have a girlfriend. So I've never talked about what happened with her.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I told you I was going to talk about your brother's shrunken head.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool with you.
Oh yeah, and you know it came from Peru.
Yeah,
Peru.
It came from Peru.
Yeah, it originally came from Peru.
Okay.
And he actually didn't get it from a priest. He bought it from an antique shop.
Oh, he got it from an antique shop.
And some world traveler had it in their attic forever, right. And they brought it in like a day before he walked in.
Well, why did he say Ripley's to me?
Because Ripley's has one.
Ah, they do. Ripley's has a similar
one. Ripley's has one, and so someone's ever been to, like, Ripley's.
Why didn't you tell me he has a shrunken head?
I did tell you the last time I was up there when
why
I made that trip by myself.
But why didn't you, why didn't you tell me that he was going to want to whip it out? I forgot all about it.
See, you amscrayed out of the spot too fast because I was trying to get you to get that extra service for you since you forgot my birthday, and you found a way to get out. And I went to tell you, but then you had already left, and I was like back.
You did not. Hold on just a second. Hold on. When I left to go to your brother's, you really were not going to stop me and tell me. Because you called
me. Yes, I swear to God.
Sweetie, you could have picked up the phone and just called me.
No, I was back in the park. Once you go back in the locker room, you have to turn your cell phones off.
Right. Did your brother...
Can I
ask you a couple of questions about your brother?
Yeah.
When you were growing up with him, he didn't like... Did he like killing small animals or anything like that?
No. He likes snakes. And salamanders and stuff like that.
All right, creepy things.
Hmm. I thought they were creepy. Yeah. And like when we were a kid, once we moved out of the city out into the country, there was like this old store and the people that owned it before we bought it, there was like they raised monkeys. So like their clubhouse was called the Monkey House, and it actually monkeys like lived in that house. So they're he's always been like that. He's very creative. He's an artist. And
I can't wait till Thanksgiving.
Do you think he enjoys having the shrunken head, or does he enjoy showing it to people to gauge their reaction?
He told me it was a very special occasion.
Yeah.
That he does not show everybody his shrunken head. It was like almost.
I would imagine that would be a good call.
It was like a ceremony. Yeah. Almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you know, rite of passage.
The
shrunken head is his. His conversation piece, obviously.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can get them to email me a picture.
Please do. I would love to.
We would put it up on the website.
Cool.
We'll put it up on the website.
Yeah.
Right.
And the reason that he bought it.
No, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Just let me ask you something else.
Okay.
How come on Friday, like, you didn't say to me one time, and I know I asked you this in real life, but I love asking you on the radio.
What's that?
How come on Friday you didn't say to me one time, hey, dickhead, it's my birthday?
Because I knew that you had something planned.
Yeah. For Saturday.
For the weekend. And remember when you called me and you told me like to not listen because you were talking about my birthday present, and then you called me and said, you listen now? That's the one thing I said. I said,
You know what?
She said she just wanted to be with you.
So I got the best birthday present in the world Friday night when I just got to spend the evening with you.
There you go.
So, seriously, I mean, for me to ask you during the day, aren't you going to say happy birthday? I thought, okay, you've got something.
Hey, hey, Janet. Take a breath. Please. You know what this is like, ladies and gentlemen? This was like the four-hour drive up and like the four-hour drive back.
Stop.
Blissful.
I mean, I could not be happier.
Yeah, this is a very good weekend.
She sure does like me.
That's good.
She sure does like talking a lot.
Well, you're the greatest.
To you.
Well, no, you are.
Oh, thank you.
You are. So that was a home run this weekend, right?
Yes, absolutely. No,
home run.
Not a home run. This was like a Mark McGwire record-setting weekend home run.
That's wonderful.
All right, Mike, excuse me, what else did you want to ask her about her creepy brother?
Pretty much she answered it. I mean, he's an artist. He likes kind of things that are odd. He probably collects some antiques once in a while. You know, I'd be the guy. Look, if you ask me and I was in the house, I'd want to see it if somebody had one, you know,
sure.
But it would probably creep me out. It sounds like it caught you by surprise a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, even like when the kids were growing up, they didn't have like normal pets. They have like lizards that like you couldn't even pet them because it was like if you stuck your hand in, they could like bite your hand off. And I mean, they have like really.
You should just stop right there. You are. You're making it all so inviting. You're not even listening to me. You're making it all so inviting. The thought of being intertwined with your family. Please stop. It all sounds too good.
He is not like the rest of my, the rest of my family's not like him. He really is actually very cool. He's
I think he's a very cool guy. I hope the rest of your family's not like him. I hope that they don't all have shrunken heads.
Oh,
no. Well.
Hey, people like that make life interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Well, I will see you later.
Okay.
All right. Happy late birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
She has got to cheer up.
Sure. And she is really. Yeah. Thank goodness she's come into my life since Frida.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
I'll get to more in the middle part of the weekend. But the way it ended last night was, so she came over Friday night and obviously spent the night. We got up, as I told you, Saturday in the car all day. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, 4 hours all the way up there. And super happy. She was going to have all this
very,
stuff
very
done.
Happy. Bubbly.
Then I spent my 3 hours with the shrunken head. Went back. Tell you about the CF at the hotel. It was a very long day.
Oh no!
We ended up getting up very early on Sunday. We arrived back home very early. She was there all day.
Uh-huh.
She took a nap. I took a nap. We had a snack. We had dinner, mm-hmm. And then
you took a nap where? When you got home finally?
Yeah. When we got home. Well, I'll tell you about. Because of my weird schedule, like, I was up at 5 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Right.
And if I'm up, she's up, you know. I mean, because one hotel room, you know,
right.
One bed. So we
ended up. You beat a lot of traffic that way.
We ended up leaving, like, at 6 and just coming home. And we came home, and she went to sleep for a couple of hours. And then later I took a nap. And anyway, it had been a very long weekend, and she likes to talk. And she likes to talk to me, and she likes asking me a lot of questions. And she's really wonderful, and anyway, we got done with dinner, mm-hmm. And the TV was on, the news was on, and then an ad came on for the Emmys.
Ah.
And she said, oh, I want to watch that tonight. I said, oh, you're out of luck. I'm watching the game tonight. I said, there's a live game on tonight, a preseason game. She said, oh, I'll watch it in the other room. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, no, you know what? Actually, if you leave very soon, you'll be home by the time it starts. That's exactly what I said to her.
That's how you said it?
And I appreciate the fact that she didn't get pissed off. She said, so what, am I going home tonight? And I said, yes. I said, this is all new to me. This has been a great weekend, but it's overload. Now, I said, yeah, it would just probably be best if you went home. I said, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I said, you got work tomorrow.
You're communicating the awkwardness of the situation.
Yeah, I said, I don't know.
You sound probably just like you sounded.
I said, you have work tomorrow. I have work.
Right.
You know, we've been with each other for 3 days straight. All that car time, everything was really wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to get home and get to your own house. And so anyway, she said, okay. And she was fine with it. And I went back in the other room and turned on whatever stupid game was on, Houston and Denver. And I realized like 8 minutes later, she's been like Superwoman upstairs, all of her bags and everything, car, everything loaded. And I mean, you know women. She'd bring like 8,000 bags just for a weekend.
Uh-huh.
So like she comes into, she's just standing at the door. I can see her just standing at the door of my cave. I can see her in the reflection of one of the posters on the wall. So I say, "What are you doing out there?" She said, she's very mousy. She says, "I didn't want to interrupt your game." So I go, pause the TiVo, and I say, "It's not a problem. What's happening?" She said, "I'm all packed up. I'm ready to get out of your hair." And I said, "All those big bags, all the dog stuff, all of your work stuff, all of your..." She paid her bills. I said, "Oh, you carried all that by yourself?" She said, "Yep, I'm all loaded." I said, why didn't you come ask me to move the bags, or to help you move the bags?" She said, "Well, because you want me to leave."
Oh. Nothing is free.
And,
boy, these fascinating conversations, because they're so different.
And I said, "Well, you know, no, I don't want you to leave. I want you to go home."
Yeah.
And then she said, "Don't worry." She said, "You know, don't worry. I totally understand."
All right,
she said,
good.
We had a lot of quality time together over the weekend.
I don't want you to leave. I just don't want you to stay.
No, but I mean, no, the way he said it, "I don't want you to leave. I just want you to go home." Uh-huh. In a way, it probably softened it a little bit.
Communication. No, she totally understood.
Yeah.
You know, she was. I mean,
you've been pretty clear on that.
She's great, and it was very, it's very nice to be that. You know, and I said to her as she was leaving, you know, and meanwhile the whole time is like game waiting. As she's standing at the door, I said, "Listen, thank you for being so understanding about this." She said, "Oh, listen, don't worry about it. You know, you're the greatest." I said, she said, "That's what's really best is that I appreciate your honesty." And I said, "As I do yours." And then this is where I made the tragic mistake, because I had her on the stoop, car running, dog in the car loaded. I said to her, "Yeah, we really do. But you got to remember to tell me stuff like your birthday."
Yeah.
I said, you can't forget to tell me stuff like your birthday. And what I did there was start everything all over again, because then she started the whole thing, but she said, "Oh, I'm really not upset about about my birthday."
Kind of gave us a taste of what we got before.
Because Saturday, and meanwhile, I'm just standing there, you know, watching the car running, her dog inside going nuts. Right. Like, you know, I'm inside the car. My dog's at the front door barking because there's another dog that's right there. And what we're starting to do now is rehash.
Yeah, and you know that. And you know when you make that mistake, because there's nothing, there's no going back when you make a mistake like that, when you really think that you're going to end the conversation.
Immediately.
It should be really well. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Well, listen.
Bye-bye.
What girl wouldn't want this schedule? I'll just end this with this. What girl wouldn't want to be with a fabulous guy like me on her birthday, or the day that he thinks is her birthday? We get up at 6 o'clock on Saturday morning to get to the goddamn spa.
Mm-hmm.
We get to the goddamn spa.
What time do you go to bed at night when you get up at these hours?
We have to bed like at 10:30.
Okay.
On Friday
still
night.
Still early, even at 10:30. It's early.
So she has all this stuff done. Now it's 4 o'clock. As I've mentioned, the place smells like dirty diaper.
Right.
It's an incredible CF to try to find where the room is between Hershey Street and Cocoa Avenue and Fifth Avenue, Fifth Avenue. Except, as it turns out, there's a Fifth Avenue A and a Fifth Avenue B.
Oh, dear.
And they don't bother telling you, so you're driving around, and there's no parking, because every numbnuts who's ever popped some chick's cherry is there this weekend with their illegitimate Brittany and Kevin children.
Well, you know, it's the last one of the last weekends of the summer,
right?
I know.
I was reminded of that. So
big weekend.
I was just, by the time I got Janet at the spa, got us checked in, and had all the bags in the room.
Uh-huh.
I was seriously soaking wet with sweat.
Yeah.
Smelled like the lobby of the hotel.
It was just
awful. And I said, I just got to take a shower. We had a dinner reservation at 8:45 in that fancy circular dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get a reservation. She, of course, you know, was like agonizing over what dress to wear.
Of course.
I had to wear a suit. I had to bring a suit with me. I got out of the shower and sat down on the bed and said, I'm just going to turn the golf on for a second. I want to see how Tiger Woods is doing. This is on Saturday.
Right.
5 o'clock. We get back. I take the shower. 5:30, I'm going to watch TV. Next thing I know, I get this. Sweetie. I go, what? She says, what about dinner? I said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not for a long time. She said, no, no, it's 7:45. I said, oh, Christ, how long have I been sleeping? She said, oh, not long, only 1.5 hours. I said, what have you been doing? She said, reading my magazine.
Wow.
Looking at you.
Couldn't be more patient.
Oh, it's young love.
At any point, did she measure your head?
So now I am. Or vice versa.
She's being used by her brother to collect heads.
So she's so sweet about this that I get up and I know that right away I know the vibe that I'm giving off is I wake up and I go, oh, Christ, 7:45. I go, God damn, this has been a long day. So driving you up here, all that crap getting, you're driving to your brother's. I got to put on that monkey suit, and you know, and right away I realize that I'm. And she says, "You know, we really don't have to go to the fancy place.
Wow.
We can go anywhere."
Listen to that.
And I said, but "Only if you are sure."
God,
I think that this is
my
just,
God. You're cracking me up.
This is like maybe the trap of traps. And she says, "No." She said, "You know what? You're tired. I'm tired too. We both got up very early today." She said.
She's sitting there in her outfit.
Well, no. See, the thing is, she's happy because she's had her spa.
Was she dressed?
No.
Okay.
She was still wearing, still in her chocolate spa robe. She had a drink. She'd mellowed out a little bit.
Okay.
So she was fine. She said, "Listen, whatever." So I think, great. I could just put on like the Packers T-shirt I have on. We get in the car, and then comes the great drive of idiocy. And I blame myself more than her, because here are the choices. Applebee's, Red Robin,
hey, it's God's country up there.
Fuddruckers, or a place right next to the hotel called Your Place, Y-R-P-L-A-C-E.
That's the one I would have chosen.
Well, that's the one she chose.
Because that was the unknown commodity.
That's the one she chose.
Yeah.
And I said...
Did you have the old 96er when you went in there?
I said, you know what?
Were there animals on the wall?
I said, I don't trust the place.
Yeah.
It's too close. There's no cars outside.
The spelling is bad.
I don't think so. Let's go somewhere else. So we drive up and down the goddamn strip. It's like, we go to Applebee's, and I said, I don't know if I can take Saturday night at Applebee's.
No.
She said, it's your call. I said, what's Red Robin? She said, it's like Applebee's. I said, okay. Then she said, what about that Italian place? And I said, oh, I don't know. That looks like Applebee's, too. And she said, well, where do you want to go? And I said, how about we go to the place by the hotel? So we spent 20 minutes driving around.
You went to your place?
Yeah, we go there, we eat. Now, here's the exciting life being with me. Here's the end of this long-winded story. Sorry to go on so long. We were asleep on Saturday night. I went to bed for good at 10:50.
Yeah.
And I woke up Sunday morning at 5 a.m. Now, I wake up, and I go, and I take a leak, and I'm very careful. I don't turn lights on or anything. As soon as I crawl back into the bed, she says, hey, good morning. I said, oh, I didn't mean to wake you. I'm sorry. She said, I'm awake. I said, are you truly awake? I said, you know, you're learning all about me now, and this is like a weird part. I said, because if we keep talking, I'm going to be like 100% awake. Mm-hmm. She said, it's okay with me. I said, here come the lights.
Up, let's go.
I turn on the lights. We get the coffee maker going. Mm-hmm. Turn on ESPN. God damn it. 6:00. Hershey in our rearview mirror. 6 a.m.
You're out of there.
It's
kind of a neat feeling when you do a little escape. You're kind of escaping from the place.
Yeah,
so you're not dealing with all the other people. Right?
We had a very nice day, and then it ended with, you know, with the, okay, now time to go. The only other thing of note would be a bit of road rage that I want to share with you. We are on either Highway 81 or 83, eventually
out of
Pennsylvania.
Either one, right.
And I'm in the slow lane. We're in a part where it's a four-lane highway, two going one way, two going the other way. Mm-hmm. I'm in the right-hand lane.
Right.
Because I'm paranoid. There's 1,000 cops out with speed traps, and they got big, gigantic signs saying, you know, we are patrolling extra hard this weekend.
Last time I got popped was in Pennsylvania. That's where they got me. Yeah. and that in that area, that same corridor.
No, they don't make
it. In fact, I got stopped where when I was coming back from Hershey.
They don't make any bones about it. You see the big sign saying speed enforcement, and then like 2 seconds later, there's 8,000 cops standing in the middle of the road with radar guns.
I got Tootsie Roll popped when I was coming back.
It's more fun.
That is fun.
Thank you.
So we're coming. I'm going just 65, you know, just got the cruise control on, and some dick is on my ass, and he wants to pass me. Now I'm in the right-hand lane. Right?
Plenty of room for him to get around.
So I turn around, and I go like, come on.
Wave
like,
him through.
Like, pass me. I'm in the right-hand lane. Guy gets up very close to me as he passes, swerves towards me. You know that move.
Yeah.
You know that right-hand move.
Right.
And hangs out of the car and pretends that he is cocking a shotgun. Now, at this point,
A guy in his passenger seat?
Yeah, the skinhead, and really he was, he had a haircut like Yanni. Janet says, oh, my God, he's got a gun. And I go,
oh, no.
On the side of the road.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, you're effing me. He didn't have a gun? I didn't see a gun. She said, you know what? He pretended like he was cocking a gun. And I said,
that's a weird move anyway,
sure
though.
Right. So,
Jesus.
I said, okay, let's calm down. At the very least, I'm going to go catch up to this guy.
Oh, no.
So we can write his license plate.
Oh, down. Okay. Right. That, yeah.
That's all. I don't.
Still, though, if there's somebody's behaving that weird, it's kind of, you know.
So, you know, we work our way up and it takes only a second. We see him and she writes the number down. And we are, you know, two car lengths behind them in the right-hand lane. Mm-hmm. They're in the left-hand lane. They slow down.
Uh-oh.
We get up close, and he pulls out. It's almost like, you remember that Tom Hanks thing on Saturday Night Live when he was the skating guy?
The six shooters?
Yeah.
Little toy six shooter, little cap gun?
He's leaning out of his car with his hands going, pow, pow, pow. I'm screaming at this guy. What is your effing problem? And she's saying, don't talk to him, don't talk to him, don't talk. I said,
what time is this? Is this early, early?
This is
right after you leave Hershey, right?
This is like between 7 and 8.
Okay. Wow. Sounds like maybe he's coming home from a big night.
Or he's on his way to church.
I won't call
he's
her.
Coming home from a big night the night before.
So anyway, she says to me, don't do anything stupid. And I'm like, I can't do anything stupid. I said, I'm in the right-hand lane. The guy is, like, driving right next to us.
What's the driver doing?
It's a girl. She's just driving.
Oh, wow.
She's just driving. So finally, you know, because Janet's flipping out a little bit, I just pulled
And suddenly he threw a shrunken head at you.
I pulled the car off on the side of the road, you know. We just sat there for a second.
Because right, he creeped you out that much.
Yeah. Said, we'll let him get by.
God, I wish I... I mean, that's what they say. Just avoid those situations.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
But
bang, bang.
Even if he got the fake guns?
Hold on. Let's go to Buzz, because I believe we have what he is describing at least as breaking news.
Thought you'd want to know, John Mark Carr guilty of being handsome. The DNA did not match, and there are reports now that he will be released and not charged in the case. So
well,
I'm glad we spent all that time on the cable networks covering it.
Who
well,
told you?
What will they talk about next?
Who told you?
That's... the name of that tune.
Yep.
Well, boy.
Is there going to be any penalty for the guy for doing this?
I got to get me a psychic hotline.
You should.
I really do. I had that one right.
You know, with his track record, though, I hope they send him back to Thailand.
He's a little strange, but as things stand now, I don't know that he's going to be charged with anything.
Wow.
So I'm glad he got steak and shrimp and...
Chuck one up for the Boulder police again.
Champagne.
Maybe it's a trick. Maybe he really
told
is
ya.
Guilty.
Told you.
You did early on.
Yeah,
early
right
on
away.
I believe it is very boldly. I said the 50-50 chance.
Right.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You
what.
Made a fist
you
and made
called
that.
It.
You and a lot of other people said that.
And Mike, you have just unknowingly made a great segue.
Yes.
When you said I made a fist.
Uh-huh. You made a fist.
It's time to talk about Buzz going camping.
Hey! There we go.
There's
so much I can't say.
When we come back.
I got a little intel. I've been getting bits and pieces of it. I'm pretty fascinated by what went on in this trip.
I see that Joe's got like 8,000 calls about shrunken heads and about KKK in Pennsylvania, but really...
They're not related, though. The shrunken head and the KKK.
You can tell by the size of the hood.
Oh, God. I bet you can.
I can.
We'll talk about Buzz because he was super, super excited.
They were excited
to get out of here on Friday.
I'm going to be honest with both you and John.
Yes.
You were super excited about the weekend.
Very excited.
Oh, my God.
The reviews, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how good a time. You know what I've gotten from both of them? What? Fine.
Do you remember that old commercial?
It was fine.
Do you remember that old commercial where the bulldog was walking down the street and a dog was literally jumping over it back and forth?
Right.
The Kibbles and Bits commercial? That's the way they looked in the parking lot on Friday.
Yeah, and then when I asked both of them today, it was really, I got
like
a very
dogs in heat.
A very enthusiastic fine. I'm not sure, but I think something went horribly wrong.
I do know one thing this weekend. Buzz's head was not shrunken.
Oh, God. No. Quite the opposite.
No, in fact, that's true.
Swollen would be the word.
Engorged.
Well.
Homo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's all think about that for a second.
I will. Wow. I can't stop now. Wow. Oh, God. I'm grossing myself out.
Oh, let's stop and think about something serious. Like Hiroshima, a big mushroom cloud.
Yes, sir. You know what I like on a good steak?
What?
Just a couple of mushroom caps. Wonderful. And whenever I ride my motorcycle, I always make sure to wear my helmet. Thank you. Thank you very much. These jokes are coming too easily to me.
They are.
I'm a little concerned about that.
But those German helmets.
Oh, they're good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, that's the kind that I like to wear.
Not with a spike, though.
No.
No.
No, that wouldn't look good at all.
You know what color helmets the Minnesota Vikings wear? Purple helmets.
Purple
helmets.
Big purple helmets.
They do. I know,
Notre Dame wears, they wear gold helmets, struck from a vein of gold.
We have to break.
We do.
So we can get ahead in the show.
Otherwise, we'd be sitting here doing this kind of stuff for the next 4 hours.
Because right now we're behind, which I'm sure was involved as well.
Well, I'm looking forward
over there with Captain Anal.
Looking forward to hearing the whole story.
Hey, kids, it's time for the Captain Anal Show.
All I know is
Buzz coming out of his tugboat uniform.
Right, right. John, can I quote you on what you were telling me outside?
Which part?
About what your wife said to you on Saturday.
Oh, let's save it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sounds to me like a shrunken head.
I asked.
Okay, we'll come right back. We'll start there when we come right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.